U.S. sends destroyer, fighter planes to UAE as attacks escalate. By Nathaniel Charles on February 2, 2022. The United States confirmed Wednesday it will deploy a guided missile destroyer as well as fighter jets to assist the United Arab Emirates, UAE, following ongoing rocket attacks from Iran-backed Yemeni rebels. Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin announced on Twitter the U.S. will send the USS Cole to conduct a joint patrol with the UAE Navy, as well as a port call to Abu Dhabi, in a bid to show the U.S. commitment to the U.S.-UAE strategic partnership. Austin also confirmed the U.S. will deploy fifth-gen fighters to the region to assist the UAE against the current threat. It is unclear at this stage whether the fighters will be used as a strategy to shoot down missiles or take offensive action against the rebels. The decision to send U.S. military assets to the region follows a rocket attack on UAE capital Abu Dhabi that was intercepted by UAE forces on Sunday. The attack coincided with Israeli President Isaac Herzog's visit where he met with Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed. In the first presidential state visit to the United Arab Emirates since the Trump-led Abraham Accords built new diplomatic relations between the two nations in 2020. Austin's statement also referenced a meeting he had with the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed where the defense secretary reiterated his strong condemnation on the Houthi Yemeni rebel rocket attacks that caused civilian casualties and threatened U.S. and Emirati armed forces stationed at the Al Dhafra Air Base. On January 17, 2022, three migrant workers were killed during a rocket attack on Abu Dhabi oil facilities and airport. And on the 24th of January, U.S. troops had to take shelter in bunkers at Al Dhafra Air Base when two ballistic missiles were shot down over Abu Dhabi, France 24 reports. The civil war in Yemen started in 2014 when the Iranian-backed Houthis seized Yemen's capital Sana'a, which prompted Saudi Arabia to intervene in the region and support the Yemeni government. The UAE also backed their ally Saudi Arabia in the conflict. And while not the leader of the military intervention experienced Houthi terrorist attacks on their state assets. The Houthi rebels hold the UAE responsible for their multiple military defeats against the Giants Brigades militia, a UAE-trained militia who fights for the Yemeni government. The United Nations reports that in 2020 nearly 1,500 child soldiers recruited by the Houthi rebels died, and hundreds more were killed in 2021. Which has prompted calls in the international community to try and end the conflict.